This is Godliness with Contentment, episode 79. My name is Keno Hanna. Yep, that's me. And this is the podcast for Christians and people of faith who are eager to understand what the Bible has to say about money. Every week, we take a look at money from the Bible's perspective so that you can reach your financial goals God's way. Today, I'm actually going to take a look at the cautionary side of money and wealth. I know we should view money the way the Bible says, but most times we don't. And sometimes we actually value money more than it should be valued. And I think that's when we get into a whole lot of trouble. And, you know, there's this saying that some people have a get rich or die trying. But that is obviously not the right mindset about money. I've spoken in many other episodes about how we should view money. For example, money is not better than love, episode 54. Money is not better than time, episode 72. Money is not better than health, episode 59. So what we really have to do is view money and wealth based on the filter of the scriptures. Now, in the parable of the sower, Jesus speaks about the thorny ground on which some of the seed will fall. He describes the thorny ground as the harrow who allows the cares, riches, and pleasures of life to choke out the word and thus make it unfruitful. So these persons, they get God's word when it comes to them, but over time, they allow money, pleasures, worries of life to become more important than the word. So in effect, they live unproductive lives, spiritually that is, which is obviously more important than physical. And yet, they can hang around in the church, in the fellowship for a long time. They get older, but they don't mature. And I know I said hang around in the church for a long period of time, but more importantly, they're saying that they are Christians, but they're not growing in their Christianity. They're getting older, but not more mature. They can look impressive from the outside because of the fact that they have a good job or they have a pretty good business that brings in nice revenue, a house and a car. But unfortunately, God has taken a back seat to stuff. In Mark 4 and 19, one of the things that comes in to choke the word and make it unfruitful, same parable of the sower, is what Jesus calls the deceitfulness of wealth. So when did wealth become deceitful? And how deceitful? And what does that mean? Well, let's go back to deceive, right? So to deceive, this is dictionary. To deceive is the act of causing someone to accept as true or valid what is false or invalid, to trick. So when you deceive someone, it means that you're tricking them. Or as the definition said, you are causing them to accept something as true that's actually false. So when Jesus talks about money being deceitful, I believe in the sense that we are tricked when we don't view money God's way. So the money doesn't necessarily do the tricking, but it's us. It's what we have in our hearts and head about money. That is what deceives us. So I'm going to share some scriptures that speak to the trouble that can happen when we are deceived by or with money. 1 Timothy 6:10, a very popular one. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. So yes, money is not bad, but the love of it, that is bad. Now here, Paul writes that some Christians have actually left God because of their love of money. Now they're in plenty of trouble. They may have thought more money, less trouble, but they have more money and more trouble. So that speaks to the fact that sometimes we feel like if we have more money, then we're straight. And that's not necessarily the case, because money can pull you away from God if you let it. Proverbs 20 and 21, an inheritance claimed too soon will not be blessed at the end. Now, in my mind, the thing that this reminded me of was the prodigal son who decided to get his inheritance early. And we know the trouble he got into from passages like Luke 15 about the prodigal son. He ended up feeding pigs and then longing to eat what the pigs were eating. But God's grace was there when he went back home. He came to his senses, obviously, and his father was there waiting for him with open arms. An inheritance claimed too soon. Ecclesiastes 5 and 10, whoever loves money never has enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with their income. This too is meaningless. I didn't make any of that up. That's in the Bible. So when you love money, you never have enough. You keep going after more. And I believe sometimes putting yourself in harm's way to get more money. Proverbs 23, 4 to 5, do not wear yourself out to get rich. Do not trust your own cleverness. Cast but a glance at riches and they are gone, for they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle. Riches are fleeting. They have a way of leaving when you need it the most. Riches, stuff, wealth can be gone with the crash of the stock market, or in my neck of the woods, a hurricane or closure of business. You have it, but for a time. So we have to have the right perspective about it. Proverbs 11 and 28, those who trust in their riches will fall, but the righteous will thrive like a green leaf. Wow. Those who trust in riches will fall. Pretty straightforward. Our trust should be squarely placed in our God. Proverbs 18 and 11, the wealth of the rich is their fortified city. They imagine it a wall too high to scale. Now, this is another scripture that speaks to trusting in riches. Well, to not trusting in riches, really. Here, those that trust in it believe that it protects them from all trouble. It's like this big old wall around them that no bad thing can come through and no bad thing can come over. So they think. So, just a few scriptures, right? There were more that I kind of cut out for brevity's sake, but we got to be careful not to be deceived by money or wealth. So it's about what's in our mind and heart about money. If we believe that it cures all ills, we deceive ourselves. We've been deceived. This deception is real. Every day, men and women are spending hard-earned money on the dream of winning, for example, the lottery, right? In different parts of the world, it's called different things. They want to win the lottery. Some of the statistics tell us that even after winning the lottery, some people file for bankruptcy. Yes, some go and do good with the money, but the money isn't the problem. It is the view of money. And neither am I a proponent of gambling. You know, for me, it's about trust. Trust in God. It should be, like I said earlier, our trust should be squarely placed in God, not in the lottery or winning some money. I'm going to put my trust in God, not in the Florida lottery. I encourage you to do the same. Well, guys, that's all I have for you today. I hope you join me for my next episode along with your friends and your family. Tell them about the podcast. Hopefully it's helped you. Perhaps it can help them. This is Keno Hanna signing off saying, check you later.